Hi, my name is Brendan Jones. I play Nathan.
Okay, so how does Nathan fit into the story?
Nathan's being called in to do a bit of renovating. It's in the baby's bedroom, and obviously Mary wants things moved about because the memory of it is all a bit too much.
Yeah.
But Nathan, he's not your normal sort of guy. So he kind of adds a little fizz.
Wow, that's intriguing. What do you mean by that? Is it how he deals with Mary seems unusual?
No, well, it's more his train of thought. He can go some way very quickly and change very quickly. He has quite a short fuse. I don't want to say too much.
I remember from seeing the showcase, I really liked Nathan and Mary's interactions. I don't really know how I'd describe their relationship. I know I was watching it thinking, is this going to turn into a thing? Is that where this is going?
Yeah, it kind of looks that way. I think that's because, you know, Nathan is very much, he will just talk to anybody as if he'd known them for quite a while. And I think that maybe confuses Mary.
Yeah, it's a completely different side to a social awkwardness. There's all sorts of social awkwardness all the way through the play, obviously.
Yes.
And that's sort of I suppose Nathan's role is sort of a tangent almost to everything else that's going on. So it's,
yeah, well, Nathan's dealing with a lot of grief himself, but sort of at a distance. So he's quite recently lost his father. His mum is suffering with cancer. So he's dealing with that, but because he lives such a distance away from his family, it's a different kind of grief, a totally different kind of grief, obviously. But he feels alienated, if you like. He will feel quite lonely.
So, did you find it a tricky character to get to grips with comparatively?
Not really, because I actually grew up in the town that Nathan's from. So,
oh, right.
Myself. So, yeah. So, the accent was pretty easy.
Good. So, you had an inroad.
Yes.
That's good. Can you tell me a bit about how you got involved with Staying Alive? How long have you been aboard the ship?
I've been aboard the ship for quite a while now. I actually know Kat and Rachel, who plays Mary,
yeah,
and Stephen, actually very well. it's all a sort of an in-house thing. But we've acted together loads before, and we just work really well together. So it was absolutely fabulous to three of us, or four of us if you include Kat,
yeah,
to get together and work on this. I was in the second new writing night, I believe.
Yeah.
So it was the scene between Mary and Nathan, obviously, because I was in it.
Yes.
But it was actually Ellie Burke who played Mary in that actual evening. So that was a change. So when it came to actually doing it, obviously Ellie is now playing a different part. So yeah, I've been through it. Right from that point.
Oh, good, yeah, we've just gone into that. It's funny how I'm ending up having such a great time, such a laugh, interviewing people about a play that should just bring so much sadness. But I suppose that's because of, in part, because the play is written with that balance. There is a lot of humour in it.
It has to be that way, because if you just stuck to a theme then and you just ram that down an audience's throat, you just get people walking out, and you wouldn't get people back. Yeah, so
yeah,
there has to be that balance. And you know, British are famous for, you know, finding humour in death in play and in places where they really shouldn't.
Yeah.
You know, so I think I think it's important. It really is.
Tell me a bit about some of the other acting you've done. Is this a similar kind of role to what you've done previously or recently?
I can't say that I've ever really played a role like Nathan. For a couple of reasons, really. One, because he is dealing with such a lot himself, and two, because he is actually quite close to home, as where he grew up. So I do have all of the background already there. I haven't had to go away and really study the place where he's from.
Right.
Whereas if, you know, Kat had decided to make him from Sheffield, I would have actually decided what state he grew up on and everything like that. So
yeah,
that was already in there, and I actually have childhood memories which I've just adapted to suit Nathan.
Oh, gosh.
So that process was made somewhat easier for me.
Yeah.
But what he's dealing with is quite tricky. And I think Kat has actually done a superb job at making him very, very real. Yeah. I think that's why people quite like the scenes between Mary and Nathan, is because Kat has, I think she's really hit the nail on the head. You know, you've got Nathan, who has an issue with, a slight issue with the classes.
Yeah.
Mary, who's just not even thinking about the classes and gets quite confused when Nathan brings it up. Well, okay. So I think Kat's actually hit the nail on the head with Nathan.
I imagine it must be quite strange to play someone that feels familiar.
It is at first, when you first start. And it's actually quite hard. When Kat first told me about the part, I have to admit, I wasn't really looking forward to it, because I've tried to play characters that are very similar to me before and just found it immensely difficult.
Right.
But with Kat, how Kat wrote it, it's kind of worked out for me, and it's been quite a lengthy process as well. So
right.
I'm still working on him, even though we've shown it. So it's still, process is still ongoing.
Mm.
But yeah, I think I've definitely found certainly the starter for somebody.
Great. So are you looking forward to sort of jumping back into that?
Yes.
Not Winnie So Daunted this time around?
I am, yeah.
That's great. Yeah.
The only problem I do have is I don't get to work with everybody else. I only ever get to work, rehearse with Mary. So.
Oh, is it lonely?
It is a bit, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose you'll see them all a lot during the run.
I will, yes.
Poke them backstage or whatever it is you actors get
to.
Oh,
no, deadly serious backstage.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for revealing some really interesting stuff there for me.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see you back on stage, you know.
Great.
It's going to be great.
I can't wait to be back on stage.
Terrific.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thanks.